Thank you and good morning. Fortuna police arrested Fortuna resident Jennifer Gibbs on Wednesday after a warrant was issued in her name by the district attorney's office. Gibbs was booked into jail for arson after investigators identified her as the suspect who allegedly set a fire in McKinleyville on June 19th. The fire in a residence on Columbus Road caused major damage, estimated at more than $280,000, and investigators determined that the fire had been intentionally set. Gibbs was located in Fortuna at the house of a relative and taken into custody without incident. DA investigators and Arcata fire officials were concerned with apprehending Gibbs because they considered the danger to the community to be very great. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies served a search warrant at a property in Neyland on Wednesday and found four large greenhouses being used to grow marijuana and a garage structure turned into a hash lab. The property on Mountain View Road was home to more than 800 growing marijuana plants, and those were confiscated, along with about a pound of honey hash oil that had been manufactured in the lab. Deputies also reported finding water diversion from the Mad River and evidence of the clear-cutting of trees and illegal grading. Fish and Wildlife wardens were called to the scene to investigate, and environmental charges could be filed along with criminal charges. There were no suspects on the property at the time of the search, and the investigation continues. A victim of a suspected homicide has been identified in Delnord County. Dave Silverbrand has more.
State investigators have identified a body found in Klamath Glen as a 26-year-old Delnord County man, Romeo Glaze. The State Department of Justice said the cause of death is homicide. They matched DNA recovered April 16th with a missing person report for Glaze a month earlier. He'd been missing since March 16th. Glaze's sisters told police that he'd been homeless for some time, but that he was staying with a man named Michael Lofton. The sisters, Cindy Cahao and Christina Swain of Hawaii, reported that Lofton had been bragging of shooting Glaze in the head. That is when they filed a missing persons report. Sheriff Dean Wilson said he cannot comment on the investigation because it is ongoing. Dave Silverbrand for KINS News.
Federal representatives from districts across Northern California, including Congressman Jared Huffman and Mike Thompson, issued a joint statement this week regarding legislation to address the state's ongoing drought. Two bills, one from the House and one from the Senate, are being debated between the two bodies, and the lawmakers want to know who was doing all the negotiating, calling for a public and transparent process. In a statement, the lawmakers said, "We are deeply concerned that it appears the negotiations with the House majority are being held out of the public eye. We believe the process by which Congress responds to this drought crisis in California should be transparent." Lawmakers want residents in coastal communities and those who harbor large fishing communities to have a say in how the federal government addresses drought conditions. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Garberville Redway Chamber of Commerce sponsored a public meeting last night to address law enforcement coverage concerns in southern Humboldt. More than 150 residents and business owners have signed a petition asking the sheriff's office for more coverage, but Sheriff Mike Downey has repeatedly said the resources are not available. Supervisor Estelle Fennell is dealing with the issue and has said that there are no easy answers. She does outline the key problems.
You're asking for 24/7 coverage because, as it stands, we don't have any coverage from the sheriff in the evening. And there have been a number of incidents that were very troubling where there was no response because they were too far away or they were covering something else. And so there's a real concern in the community.
Funding is a key issue, and any special tax levy or other revenue stream would take months to have an impact. Fennell is looking for something more immediate.
What I'm hoping for is a good conversation between the sheriff and the undersheriff and the residents of Southern Humboldt about what exactly we can do to address the lack of law enforcement that we currently are dealing with. You know, it's our hope, of course, that we can increase revenues however we manage to do that. But things being as they are right now, how can we make things better?
Efforts to get either a special sales or utility tax on the November ballot to fund more deputies are being explored. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.